Good morning, everyone. I'm told this morning's White Way program has been sponsored by Jo DeMoray in memory of her father, Mr. Reinhardt. And I want to thank her very much for her years of support and endeavor to share the Dharma through this radio program. I would also like to thank Moilili Honganji for this wonderful community service Dharma sharing program, through which information regarding various events and programs related to Buddhist community has been transmitted to the radio listeners. Buddhism is a religion that emphasizes the principle of oneness, ichinyo, the oneness of the world of truth. Therefore, oneness means not to look at the world in two separate entities or dichotomized manner in which to see the world separating good and bad, right and wrong, black and white, pure and impure, life and death, and so forth, but to look at the world as just as they are, which is the world of oneness. When our age turns to retirement age of 60s and rapidly approaching 70s and beyond that, like I am, one of our main concerns in our life tends to become more and more of that of health and eventual encounter with death. How to live a healthy life and not get sick seem to be the big concern for us senior citizens, including myself. If we were to consider healthy body as good thing and sickness as bad and look at them separately, we certainly want to be healthy and seek to live longer and healthy life and don't want to think about death. We certainly don't want to be sick. We do so to the point that we consider healthy body as good and sickness as bad. We may come to the conclusion that good health leads to happy life and bad health leads to unhappy life. But let's look at it again and ask the question, who is getting sick and who is living healthy life? It's both me, myself, you and I. I am the subject that seeks health and try to stay away from getting sick. In trying to live a happy life, we do whatever necessary to keep ourselves healthy. We try to eat well-balanced and healthy food and exercise to keep ourselves healthy. The key word is try. This attitude is only natural as human beings. But when we cling so much to being healthy at all cost, we begin to lose sight of what really is that which we call healthy body. We can be in the hospital bed and be totally happy, while we can be sitting in the living room and feeling miserable and unhappy. We are subject to various conditions to live in healthy and also become sick. We are by nature subject to various kinds of sickness. But if we close our eyes to that fact and only hope for healthy life, we are only looking at one aspect of our life. We are not looking at the totality of our entire life. We cling to healthy condition and shun sickness. But that does not always be the case in our journey of life. As human beings, we want to live healthy, but there will be time for us to become sick whether we like it or not. We must look at sickness as part of our process of life. Health and sickness, therefore, are not two separate entities poles apart, but they are actually one within my life. When we look at sickness as that which is part of us, part of me, strangely, we can live with sickness. Needless to say, this process is easily said than done, and we don't want to get sick, but this is a reality that we cannot escape from. When we are sick, be sick. Don't struggle and fight it and make yourself miserable. Otherwise, you will never be able to overcome this feeling of being a loser. Life, indeed, is oneness. Generally speaking, the thinking of West is to divide and separate and dichotomize our view of life. We tend to consider healthy body, which is good, on one side, and ill body, which is bad, on the other side. Also, in the West, we tend to see even life and death separately and treat them likewise. But Buddhism teaches us to see the world of sickness and health, life and death as one. In our daily life, we inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. And when we inhale but do not exhale, there is a moment we generally consider is death of the body. It is as simple as that. We are living side by side with death. Life and death are indeed one. At my present age of 74, I have had several surgeries on my body, and my belly is full of scars, large and small. But I would like to believe I would be able to live a little more longer. But there is absolutely nothing that guarantees my long and hopefully good life. When karmic condition causes me to get sick and eventually die, then I must die. What else can I do? I can work hard and maintain my so-called healthy body, but there is always that limitation of living beings. When we confront this solemn reality of our life, we truly come to realize that our karmic life is indeed affected by power that is beyond us. The power that awakens us to true reality of life is none other than the vow power of Amida Buddha that truly wishes and prays for our happiness and the ultimate realization of enlightenment in the Pure Land of the Buddha. When we awaken to this infinitely powerful light and life of the Buddha, there emerges within us the energy to face this life as best as I can. And when the karmic condition causes us to leave this world, then we will be able to face that big change in our life. Shinran Shonin says in the 9th chapter of the Tannisho, though we feel reluctant to part from this world, at the moment our karmic bonds to the Saha world run out and helplessly we die, we shall go to the land of Buddha's purity. Amida pities especially the person who has no thought of wanting to go to the pure land quickly. Reflecting this, we feel the great vow of great compassion to be all the more trustworthy and realize that our birth is settled. Unquote. There should be nothing to worry about because either way, our life is in the great flow of Amida's compassion. This is the life of oneness. How can we, then, live in this life of awakening to the world of oneness? It is possible through the life of deep awakening and entrusting to the compassion and wisdom of Amida Buddha. This great awakening is called Shinjin. What is Shinjin? Simply stated, Shinjin is awakening to the universal compassion and the wise vow of Amida Buddha that wishes for the true happiness of all beings and live totally entrusting in that vow power. By entrusting the calling of Buddha or the Buddha power, we settle in the life of absolute assurance of our life as it is and our birth in the Pure Land. The life of Shinjin is attained by total abandoning of our self-centered, calculating mind to attain the Shinjin and simply to entrust in the wisdom and compassion of the Buddha power. Shinran Shonin even calls it the calculating mind of the Buddha. In other words, by entrusting the inconceivable working of Buddha power, we truly come to realize that our selfish calculation is taken over by the greater calculating mind of Buddha power. Again, in the Tannisho chapter 10, Shunran Shonin says as follows, concerning the Nembutsu, no working is true working, for it is beyond description, explanation, and conceptual understanding of human beings. Unquote. When our insignificant calculating mind is abolished, in that instance, a greater calculating mind of Amida Buddha takes over our life and assures us of our enlightenment. The joy of this realization is at the same time awareness of oneness of all life. Thank you very much for listening. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Butsu, Namo Butsu.